Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Now we have Sonia with us and she's in charge down at the Woori Community House. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You'll need to come a bit closer to the microphone.
Okay, no worries.
Or the people aren't going to hear. Now, school holidays and all the holidays are over and we're back into a new term. So have you got some new programs starting this term?
Right, yes, we do. We've got quite a few new workshops. So one of them is actually managing with hip and knee arthritis.
There's a bit of that around, isn't there?
Yes, there certainly is, especially with this cold weather. Yep. So Seville Health will be presenting that. A physiotherapist from Seville Health will be coming up to presenting that, and we'll be having a talk and seeing how some of the different ways we can deal with them.
And when's that on?
That is on Thursday, the 22nd of July at 11 o'clock till 12 o'clock, and it's only for the cost of a gold coin donation.
Well, that's not far away, is it?
No, it's next week, Thursday of next week, 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we've also got a natural first aid at home information night, which will then also lead into a course if people are interested in doing it, and that's about using natural, safe and effective homeopathic remedies at home. So it's just an introductory session to discover and ask questions and go from there.
Oh, that sounds good. When's that on?
And that's on Thursday, the 29th of July, for a gold coin donation at 7:30. And these things can also be used with your pets.
Oh, so this is a night. So you've got
this is a night course.
Well, it's not bad, is it?
Yes. Yep. We also have the Woori Community House is auspicing a playgroup, which will be run from the Woori Alec Primary School, and that's called Woori Wallabies. It's a playgroup. And that's going to be on Tuesdays, 1:30 till 3 p.m. in the multipurpose room. And that's free.
Well, that's free. Can't get cheaper than that.
That's right. So it's open to anyone in the community and it's free.
Oh, that's terrific. And what age group for that?
I'm not sure that there isn't age group, but there's multi-purpose things in there. So you can have different crafts. There's also baby corner and so forth. So,
oh, terrific.
Yeah.
And it's not only for the young, it's great for the young kids to get to socialise with others, but it's also a great way to get the mums out and socialise too, isn't it?
Exactly. And if they've got older children at the school, then they can just stay and pick up the kids from school.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so there's that. We also have got our annual general meeting on the 7th of September this year.
Yeah.
At 1:30 in the afternoon till 3 p.m. So everyone's invited to come to our annual general meeting.
And you're hoping to get people to volunteer?
Absolutely. Come and learn about how the community house works and hear about what opportunities there are for you to be involved. We will also be taking nominations for the Committee of Management on that day.
Sounds good. Sonia, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Ta.
Heading on home, back to the valley where she's from. That slant six is far and away. Like she was in 1968. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the Abbeys have coffee in their hands. Just off to view, heaven's towards 22. She'll be winding through the black skirt soon. Steve Tattle, mountain ash stands, where the uppies have coffee in their hands. Just off the hill, heading towards Bonnie, she'll be winding through the black spurs.
Don't touch that dial in the Yarra Valley. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 22 minutes past one and still 11 degrees. And look, I played those sponsorship announcements. Please support our sponsors. They're the ones that pay the bills here. We don't get paid, and that's okay. But it costs quite a bit of money to keep the station on air. So please support our sponsors, but also tell them that you're sponsoring them because you heard them while you're listening to us. But anyway, we've got Sonia from the Wurree Community House, and she started to tell us about a few of the new programs that are on for this term.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of creative art and craft type sessions that people can attend. One of them is painting from nature, and they're learning different techniques on how to paint, and a lot of those pictures are up on our Facebook pages.
When you say painting from nature, you're talking about landscapes and all that? Or
it can be painting landscapes, can be painting animals, pictures of the sea, this and that and the other. However, they're doing a few different things at the moment, and they're doing a thing called paint pouring at the moment, which has got not much to do with nature, but it's lots of good fun, and it's got some absolutely fantastic things.
How do you do it?
It's a matter of putting down some base paints and then putting some other specialised paints onto a canvas, and then flipping it upside down and printing it from there. So they've been using different techniques, like with balls and balloons and so forth. So up on our Facebook page, you'll see many of the different effects that come from that.
Terrific. So that's an ongoing program, isn't it?
That's a 10-week program, yes. Yep. Yes, and that's on Tuesdays at 10:30 in the morning. So for 10 weeks, that's $100 for the 10 weeks. So it's only $10 a week for a two-hour session plus all the other materials.
Sounds good to me.
So everything's provided.
Yep.
So still keeping on the art therapy vein, we've got some art therapy sessions that are coming along, and that'll be to explore your life's journey and emotions through multimedia journaling while allowing you to transverse your own healing and power. So that's a new course that we've started, so we're not sure how that actually will go, but it's something to think about.
It's worth a shot.
Yes. Other crafty type things, we've got both our crochet and our weaving Wednesdays coming back, and that's on alternating Wednesdays for the term. So they're two different sessions. For crochet, there's 5 weeks this term.
Is that learning crochet or
just learning how to crochet?
Yep.
And also you can be working on your projects while you're there. And we've got a qualified teacher who's quite renowned in the crochet circle, and she will teach you how to decipher symbols and patterns and how to increase and decrease stitches and all sorts of basics.
Sounds good. Yep.
And with our Weaving Wednesdays, we've got a new tutor who'll be teaching us on how to do raffia weaving. So you'll be able to make bags and baskets and placemats and so forth.
Gee, you come up with a varied program list, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting art and craft type sessions for people to then start off at the community house, but then they can do things at home as well. So they're learning new skills and keeping themselves busy.
Sonia, are all your programs back at the house or is some of them Zoom or what?
For this term, we are doing everything in person at the house.
Terrific.
However, if we go into lockdown, we can quickly swap onto Zoom, which we hope not to have to do this term.
And we certainly learnt last year that you can do some of these things,
didn't
we?
That's right. So particularly with our social groups like Cuppa and Chat on Mondays and our Golden Years on Thursdays, if we do need to suddenly swap to Zoom, then we can do that. And it's interesting how people are starting to become a little bit more comfortable in doing that. Just even in the last lockdown, we had to swap our monthly bingo to the Zoom. So we can still do all that. It's just, you know, a few changes. Instead of being in person, we just need to send out emails and let people know that we're moving to Zoom for that one.
What was the second one that you said?
The bingo?
No, before the bingo. It was something.
Cuppa and Chat or Golden Years?
Yeah, Golden Years.
Golden Years. Okay, that's a group that meets on a Thursday morning from 10 till 12. It's a free group, and that's just a group of locals who come and meet every week and have a cuppa and a chat and, you know, swap stories and have a good old natter.
It doesn't have a theme like it.
No theme. At the moment, it doesn't have a theme. However, if the group wants to have particular interests coming out, such as the hip and arthritis group, we're offering it at that same time.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. Yep. So we will do health and well-being and so forth if there's an interest in it. There will also be a couple of times throughout this term that we'll be talking about the Warri Mural Project and get all the people, all the locals' input on all the photos that we've got.
That's a terrific project, isn't it? I've seen some of the photos around. So, and that's actually putting them out. So was it just taking the photos of things or you'll actually
be... No, well, we've got the mural down at the railway station that's already established.
Yep.
And so what we're wanting to do is get some people to... and hopefully we'll be getting some students to come and record any of the stories from any of the locals that know a bit about those photos or about anything in the area so that we can start compiling a history.
Yeah. Well, and that's... I know I've talked about this on air before because the trouble is... A lot of this history is locked up with one or two people.
That's right.
And I tell the story, and people will be getting sick of it, so I won't bang on too long. But I met a guy when I was probably 40, and he and I became really good friends at a group, an organisation I went to, he joined, and we became really good friends. And unfortunately, he got cancer and died. And when we went to his funeral... The people, the things that he'd done in his life, we could have had a terrific time knowing about it. Yeah. But if it had to come up at his funeral, and a lot of that stuff's lost now.
Yeah, that's right. You know? And that seems to happen to a lot of us a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're particularly aware that we've got some long-standing locals in our Golden Years group who have got a wealth of information and who have contributed to our murals project. Yep. And so, therefore, we'd like to get this written down or recorded and then we can transcribe it so that we've at least got a hold on some of those stories.
And some of those people might be the only one that knows it.
Exactly.
Couldn't it
exactly.
be?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is terrific. And not only you can do a mural, but these people can tell you the story behind the mural, can't they?
And behind the photos and, you know, this was Auntie Joan or this was Grandma and da-da-da, and we can piece it all together then.
Yeah. And then archive it somewhere.
Absolutely.
For the future.
Absolutely.
Because if not, that's what'll happen, won't they?
Yep, that's
they'll
right.
pass on.
It'll get lost, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And then there'll be people generations down the track who say, oh, no, but it was this or it was this, so,
That's a terrific idea. While Sonia's taking a bit of a choke, I'll take a quick break to let her get a glass of water and we'll be back with more.
Needles and this is Sharon and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back to Community Connections, where the time is 28 minutes to 2, 11 degrees, and we're hoping for a top of 13, down tonight to 9, 15 tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday are doozies. Friday's 12 degrees and showers, Saturday's 11 degrees and showers. I'm feeling cold already. Anyway, we've got Sonia from Wiri Community House with me. Sonia, you want to tell us a bit about the library services that you're offering?
Yes, we do have the Eastern Regional Library that comes out every fortnight, and they come out from 12:30 to 1:30 every second Friday. So that will be back on next Friday, which is the 25th.
Can you pre-order?
The 23rd of July. Yep.
Can you pre-order books then?
Yes, you can. Yep. This is a basic Eastern Regional Library. It's just their Flexi service. So you can order books, you can drop off books, you can get videos, you can get DVDs. I think they've even got a Blu-ray system. So they've got magazines, they've got books, they've got CDs, they've got everything. So,
oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, so instead of having to go down the line anywhere, you can come and do that at the community house on every fortnight.
And we should also mention you've got your little library outside.
We've got a street library out the front of our building, and that's accessible to people 24 hours a day.
So 7 days
people,
a week.
7 days a week, so people can come and they can take some books or they can drop off some books and see what's going on.
Yeah, and the idea is that they borrow some and then bring them
and
back.
Bring some back, yep, yeah. That's right.
And if they've got some excess, they can drop them off there too?
If there's room in there, yes. sometimes we go through lulls where it's really full in there and other times it's a bit empty. So, yeah, just feel welcome to come over and have a look at it.
Right, yep. Now, tax time. We all hate tax time.
Yes, we do. But we do have tax help available this year to help people lodge their tax returns. We've got a volunteer who's available, but it is by appointment only. So you need to call us to make an appointment, and it is free. So don't forget to do your tax and do it between July and October.
I guess so, with that tax help. Like, you don't expect people who've got multi-million-dollar incomes and all that, do you?
No, there are limits on it, and it's pretty much for people who don't need to lodge major returns. There are a couple of conditions involved with it, so you can give us a call and we can tell you what they are.
Yeah, that's fair enough, because, I guess, do they have to have a concession card?
You don't have to have a concession card, but there are certain limits and certain things that they can deal with.
Yep.
They are trained, the volunteers are trained by the tax department, so they can answer most of the questions, but they are not accountants, so they can't organise absolutely everything.
No, that's fair enough too.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, if somebody's got a multi-million-dollar income,
they've probably got their own accountants.
Well, they'd be pretty scammy to be coming along to a community house, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We'd be expecting a big donation.
Hope you get it.
Yeah. Another thing that we'll be offering, starting on Friday the 20th of August, is a book chat. So this will be run in conjunction with the library, and we'll be starting to talk about and share some information about recommendations and some of the books that people have been reading. So we'd like to start that off as a regular activity, but it will be starting on Friday the 20th of August at 1 o'clock.
So do they get the book from the library?
Well, at this stage, we'll just start it up with having people come.
Yep.
We'll have a chat about what books they like and what they would recommend.
Yep.
And then we'll see if the library can organise to get the specific books that they request, and then everyone can read it and then come back and do their recommendations.
Yeah, it's
have a chat about it.
It'd be terrific to hear how the people, the various, some will love a book and others hate it. Well, that'd be terrific.
Yeah. It's also interesting. Sometimes we have perceptions on people and then they talk about particular books that they like and you think, wow, I didn't think you'd like that type of book.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, I've had that recently with one of our community members, and they're very much into murder and mystery, and I would not have picked that.
Would you?
No.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, a bit cautious around now.
You're a bit frightened.
They have many ways and means.
And they're learning how to do it.
That's right. They have the knowledge. Yes. So we're also offering a gold coin donation session on a Tuesday, the 27th of July, and that's about being mindful about anxiety and trying to work out why we get anxious and how we can manage our anxiety.
You would think in this time with COVID-19 that, and I have some health professionals come in here from time to time, we discuss it, I would have thought that would be at an all-time high at the moment, anxiety.
Yes, it seems to be higher on the list. Mental health issues are definitely a higher list of priorities at this moment than Absolutely. What maybe some of the physical things are. So if we can work out how to, first of all, acknowledge and recognise the anxiety, then we can also work out how we can manage it.
I guess what you said is probably the most true, is to recognise and admit that you have a problem with it, doesn't it?
And I think the fact of what we've been through with the pandemic in the last 12 months, there's absolutely every single person who has had some form of anxiety or some sort of stress related to things that have gone on.
And probably still have.
Absolutely. I know we're even cautious in doing programs. Yeah. We, you know, have to be mindful that, you know, you might do a full program for the term, but then it might not always happen. And just dealing with that and being able to deal with that in a more successful manner than what we have in the past. Yeah.
We had a health professional in here only a couple of months ago, and they were saying that some people are struggling coming out of lockdown, that they got so used to being locked down that now they're frightened to go out.
And so used to being cautious.
Yeah.
I've noticed that even within my own group of friends, there's some of them who live and work closer to the city who are more open to catching up and going out for dinner and so forth, whereas some of us who are more out this way are a little bit more cautious about going into areas past Ringwood.
Some of them aren't necessarily worried about that they might get COVID. Some of them just became very, and I think the one of the lawyers was talking about it off air about how some people are just
not
don't
confident.
Want to be around people anymore.
Socially isolated and not feeling socially confident.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is very sad.
There is a lot of that, and then it's just a matter of getting used to, again, being in contact with people and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah. So when was this again?
That's on Tuesday, the 27th of July, 7:30 till 9 p.m, and it's a gold coin donation.
Well, it's like a, pardon me, it's not going to cost them a lot of money, but
no.
I think that should be something that a lot of people should look at.
And that's called being selfful and mindful with anxiety.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's another one of those programs. We also have some natural healing programs. This one's called Universal Astral Invitation with a Native Canadian Celtic Mystic Flavour. And this is about tapping into sources of healing and powerful energy through our collective heritage in this deep exploration of possibilities waiting to be discovered. So our tutor for that is Mark Elliott, and he's a well-known shamanic healer, and he will take people through a program of a number of hours. It's from 10 till 5 on a Saturday, the 4th of September, and be able to take you into deeper exploration of your own healing powers.
Gee, that's good. All right, look, we'll take a quick break and we're back with more.
Do it.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 15 minutes to 2 and 11 degrees. And I have with me Sonia from the Wirree Community House. Sonia, tell us a bit more about what's coming up, please, in this term.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know that we've got quite a few public services that we offer.
Yep.
Things such as free computer and internet use. And this was actually quite valuable, particularly after these storms, where people were then able to come in, use our computers and internet and catch up on, you know, 2 or 3 days of emails when they didn't have any power or access to the internet. So we also have a free Wi-Fi service, so people can come and use that. We do, however, have very low-cost photocopying and printing and laminating services. But we definitely offer the free computer, Wi-Fi and internet use.
So do you have any computer courses as well?
We don't at the moment. We have offered a number of computer courses in the past.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we weren't able to get minimum numbers for that.
So
however, if somebody does need specific computer help or computer service, we can organise that for them.
Sonia, are you... I mean, obviously the programs are set for the next term, but are you always looking for people to come along and say, look, A, they want to do it, or B, listen, I'm a retired whatever, and I would like to volunteer if you can get a group. So do you
absolutely
do that as well?
Absolutely. We're always open to suggestions, whether it's what people would like to be attending or if there is some particular skill sets that people would like to run a group on. So we can do tasted classes where we can see if there's enough interest in the community.
Yep.
And if there is, then we'll organise a course from that. But we're very open to people from the community coming in, having a chat with us and telling us, oh, this is what I'd like to do.
Yep.
Or, oh, look, you know, I've got these skills. Is there something I can do with this?
Because very often there are a number of people out there that have retired, and once you retire, your skills almost get lost, don't they?
Oh, well, we'll put them to use. You can come to us and we can put them to use.
Sonia, I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Great.
That was April Byron and What's a Girl to Do? And April Byron, unfortunately, passed away 2 years ago this week. So she was still a fairly young lady, but unfortunately, as quite a few of the old 50s and 60s, people moved have started to move off, which is very sad. But anyway, that's not what we're here. We're talking to Sonia. Sonia, your community garden, now you had one and then it disappeared And now you've got one coming back.
Yes, it'll definitely be back within the next month. We've got a local who is going to be sponsoring and making up some new garden boxes for us. And so hopefully within the next month we'll be able to set that up again and have our composting and our community garden happening again. Once we get those boxes installed, we'll be able to put in some dirt and start up our composting procedure that we've got from the Mike Morrison boxes that we had, and then plant some stuff in time for spring.
So are you going to plant food for anybody?
I'd prefer to plant food, yep. Lettuces, tomatoes, peas, this, that and the other, maybe some herbs as well, so yep. that people are welcome to come past and pick whatever they want and eat it as they go.
Well, it's certainly a better idea than just planting flowers, isn't it?
I would prefer not to have flowers. I'd prefer to have things that can be used out in the community. Like I said, herbs and vegetables would be great.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Well, it's good. We'll be looking forward to seeing it coming back.
Yes, it'll be really good and be nicely cleaned up down there.
We'll take one more quick break and then we'll be back with more.
Your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We've got 6 minutes to two and it's at 11 degrees. But it's not moving at all, Sonia.
It's nice and cold.
We have Sonia from the Wirree Community House. First of all, you've got us excited. We want to find out more about the Wirree Community House. How are we going to do it?
You can come down and visit us during office hours, which is Monday to Thursdays, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m, or on a Friday from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Now, I know where you are, but not everybody does.
Okay, we're located in Shop 5, which is in the group of shops here with the radio station, and that's actually 1385 Hillsville Kooyrup Road here in Warrielick.
Sounds good. So,
you can come and see us, or you can give us a call on 59-646-857.
Is there an answering machine when you're not there?
There is an answering machine there.
So what was that number again, please, Sonia?
59-646-857.
Yep.
Or you can contact us through our Facebook, which is Wirree Com House at Facebook, or send us an email on info@wirreecomhouse.org.au. Or you can look up our website, which is www.wirreecomhouse.org.au. www.worricommunityhouse.org.au. But if you just Google us at Warrie Community House, you'll be able to find all that information.
Sounds good. And obviously on the website, you've got all the different programs that we've been talking about.
We've got all the different programs. We've got inquiry forms. We've also got some of the other projects that we've been involved in. So you can get a lot of information from there.
Now, you've got your AGM coming up and you want people to fill it. Best of luck. But
Yes, we're always looking for new people to be involved in the house, whether they just come along to be volunteers and run some programs, or whether they've got special interests that they'd like to share with us all, or come and be a part of our committee and help us navigate our way through the next 12 months. So our annual general meeting is on Tuesday the 7th of September at 1:30 p.m.
And look, it's, I know we laugh about AGMs and that, but these sorts of organisations don't exist without a committee, do they?
That's correct. Even though we might get some state and local funding, we are governed by a committee of management, and that is a group of volunteers who are responsible for the governance of the organisation.
Which is good. And also, apart from everything else, you also want their input too, don't you?
Because absolutely.
The community house has to reflect the neighbourhood, doesn't it?
We want locals serving locals. So if we don't get local input, we don't know what we can offer to the locals.
And again, you are still looking. Is it too late for, I suppose your programs have done for this next term, but if somebody's got an idea for something that they can do or they would like to come to, if they want to do it in the first place, then they've got to be the one who's going to put their hand up to organise
it. That's right. Yeah, that'd be good.
Or If someone came along and said, well, look, I'd like you to set up A or B, if you could get somebody to do it, you would, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, and we'd be looking at doing that in Term 4 of this year. Yep. We work on a school term system, so even if you come and talk to us today about doing a few things or got some ideas about what other people in the community might want to do, we can research it and put it into our Term 4 program.
Because it's a short term, this, isn't it? 10 weeks?
This is 10 weeks, yes. Yep.
10 weeks goes pretty quickly.
It goes very quickly.
So it's going to go great. Sonia, can you just give us those contact details again, please?
Yes. So you can call us on 59-646-857 or contact us on through our website on www.worricommunityhouse.org.au. So that's worricomhouse.org.au. But just Google us at Warrie Community House and you should be able to find us.
Can you just repeat that one about the anxiety? Because I think that's a really good program to be running, to be honest with you.
No worries. So that's called Being Selfful and Mindful with Anxiety. It's on Tuesday the 27th of July, 7:30 p.m. till 9 p.m. It's only the cost of a gold coin donation, and it's asking why do we get anxious and how can we manage our anxiety?
And I guess one of the things too that we should mention, it is okay to feel anxious about the last 12 months that we've had, isn't it? It's
absolutely, everybody has been affected in one way or another and feeling some form of anxiety and indecision with all the things that we've just recently been through.
And some people can handle it and others can't.
And some people think that they're handling it, but it might be coming out in different ways.
Yeah, that's true too. Mm-hmm. Sonia, look, it's been terrific having you. I believe you're going to have a little bit of a break over in the near
in
future.
November.
So, not that you count it.
No.
But look, it's been terrific having you, and we look forward to getting you back on air again. Hopefully, well, you won't be here the next term, so we'll...
I won't be next term, but we can organise someone else.
We'll see if we can,
problem.
And we'll tell them what's going on. Thank you for your time,
terrific.
And we'll catch you with you later on.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Alan.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thanks.